This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Mm. Wow. I mean, that's had its brevity for years.
I can't believe it, man.
But Jen, you know, I mean, tragedies are tragedies, and they should never be what we Southern folk call pissing contests. But
oh my God,
that was, you know, I was going down the road, and I say this with jest, with as little as jest as you possibly could, but
yeah.
Remember, I was saying, boy, I'm in a good mood today. And it's because, like, yesterday was my afternoon to, as the dude said the other day, frolic.
Yeah, he did.
Play day.
It was
your play day.
Kind of play day.
He and his wife frolicked.
That was a chair. It just, you know, it was not as many responsibilities. I was going over to see Travis at Bowling Springs Sports Cards, rip some wax.
Ew.
Have some fun, do that stuff, and then on the way over there. And if you ever get a text from Fat Boy,
rip some wax.
It's not even made out of wax anymore. Ripping some foil, ripping some blasters, some retail.
I love how it's called the junk wax era.
The junk wax era. Well, I mean, you know what the craziest thing about it is? Like, a lot of that shining through now is not junk anymore.
Well,
but anyway.
Cellos.
So it's like, I'm going over here to frolic, and it's like a barbershop. I mean, it really is. You're going to get your hair cut. You're going to bust some boxes, but then you're going to sit there, and you're going to talk and all this stuff. So if you get a text from Fat Boy, not responding to you, but just a text initiating the conversation,
yep.
It's usually bad. It's usually Fat Boy's breaking the news or the Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper usually is on it first.
Grim Reaper, no, Fat Boy's childhood friend, now becoming a friend of the show, who somehow stays right there alert to all the goings-on of things. So Fat Boy texts me, and he tells me about Charlie Kirk.
Oh, my gosh.
When I told you yesterday, the week was... at a crawl, like I did a 180 yesterday, immediately.
Yeah. And I tell you, I pulled over because.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to Google and look it all up.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Because we got hands-free law now, you'd get a ticket.
Well. You know what? It would have been worth it. But also, like, I had this I mean, like, I was getting like these nervous hands, like a little tremble or whatever, because I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And like right when I flipped my phone, of course, there it says.
All over the place.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. Like, you know, there's another thing. I thought that would be you know, like if a child's missing or an old person's missing, they'll
Silver
scare the hell out of you with them blasts. But anyway, so I had this like, and then I clicked my phone. It said September 10th. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ! I mean, I knew, but then it's like, oh boy. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, screw you, fat boy. Why didn't you do this after I left the ball card shop? But no, I was like,
your air tag. You must have ditched it because I usually check it before I give you bad news.
It's my air tag.
Yeah.
What'd you put it in?
I might not put it in the
If you put it in that roll of toilet paper that I kept in the back at all times, I had to use that at a recent camping or hiking venture.
Oh, Lord.
The Hope extra roll.
I take a roll.
Too, because I've gone places where they don't have any toilet paper and I had to use my extra roll.
When I hike, I often wear a backpack to help with my posture. I mean, really. I don't have, like, it's full of, like...
Is it a rucksack?
Slimber sleeping bags and freaking...
Boots.
Snacks.
Campfires and crap.
S'mores.
Yeah.
S'mores.
It's usually, like, got a couple Gatorades, roll of toilet paper in there. You know, whatever. I saw 128 Hours or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be
good
hung
movie.
Somewhere and have to take a dump and not have any toilet paper.
I thought you were hung everywhere.
Well, thank you very much.
Jesus, how do you know?
Well,
it's like I got Munchausen's into it. When you hear it so many years, you
just start to
believe
it. The time we went to Rome, we took a bath together with all the men in the in the town. So, Fat Boy, how did you, how did you initially hear about it?
I woke up from a little mini slumber.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd seen the news report because, you know, they broke in with Tom Yamas on network news.
They broke in everything.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Special report, and I was looking at him. I'm like, honestly, I didn't know the name at first, but I knew him from social media.
Yeah.
So when they show the face, I'm like, oh, okay, I know who that guy is now. So when they said shot, and I was like, well, he's got a team around him. I know he wears bulletproof, you know, protection when he goes on these events. So I was thinking maybe somebody got a shot at him, and then maybe, you know, they whisked him away.
Yeah.
And then when I went on X and saw what I saw, I was like, oh, this God is not good.
See, that's twice this, not this week, work week, but the last 7 days where there's been I never fully watched the train video in Charlotte. There, I had opportunity to on X. Did not want to see it because, if you listen to the show, you know when it comes to like stuff like that, I'm kind of a puss. I fully admit that. It stays with me. I don't like it. I remember seeing, years ago, it was the first year of the show, I want to say, 2003, they had the beheading video from Iraq.
It was Daniel Pearl, right?
Yeah. And like I watched that.
God, that was harsh.
And that stayed with me like
still.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just even saying those words right now, I feel that emotion again. And you know, I can accept things. I don't have to see them. Because it just stays with me in just an awful way. So they show the video on X, and Fatboy again, going back to the text yesterday, like you're like his kids, who they're very small, like 2 and 4 or something.
I know, and he's only 31.
Like they're going to, Fatboy said they're gonna see that video one day. Like that is incredible to think about.
From so many different angles, it really is gonna stay with you.
I mean, just so shocking if to be at the university and to sit there and watch somebody die like that is just like unbelievably bad.
If you haven't seen it, I would say don't watch it.
Yeah, don't.
It's not something you're going to forget.
I mean, he passed at the hospital, but still, it's just unbelievably ruthless.
Do you see
and cruel.
It?
Because I have friends in news, and somebody from California sent it to me, and I was just like, thank you, but unthank you.
I will never forget Daniel Pearl. That was my first exposure to how ruthless, you know, actually seeing those acts were.
That was the most grotesque. Let's not make it about that. But yeah, so I have not seen the video. I also think I appreciate the freedom of speech, I would say, for X. But yeah, man, they've got it. There needs to be.
It's the Wild West of everything.
I can't believe I'm not saying a censorship thing, but you know, I can imagine young me getting on, you know, X, and just going through looking for videos of Tops and Upper Deck and all this whatever, and then all of a sudden seeing that,
yeah,
like, because the way they feed you the stuff on there, and they do, they spoon feed it to you. I don't want to say incite, but the algorithm, whatever you want to say, it feeds that to you, and again, you might not follow it. So I'm saying, you know, between teen, God, I'm sounding like a whatever right now, but
we had that protection as kids that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where I think it ages. You know, you remember how we always talked about how like people that were young in like the 20s and 30s, how they always looked old.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, like, you know, some of the football, like Y.A. Tittle, like, when, I mean, he was like 24 years old. He looked 55 out there playing for the Giants. And I'd like to think that a lot of that comes from the stress of that time frame. Also, the fact that many of them started working at like 6 years old.
Yeah.
But what does it do to the human mind where a child, you know, your child shouldn't be in a bubble their whole life and walking in this world of thinking that everything's blissful. I mean, you can look at it that way, but at the end of the day, you got to realize everything's not going to be as you want it to be. Happy, happy, happy.
I think it does two bad things. It desensitizes them to violence.
Yeah.
And then it shows them
the
instant recognition you get if you did something like that.
And then, you know, and the on top of that, the situation in Colorado, and it was the same freaking school district that Aurora happened.
You know what? I even forgot that happened, and that's awful.
Aurora?
No, like yesterday.
Oh, dude, I know. It's like,
yeah,
it's.
I think three kids got hurt, or three people, right?
Two kids, and then the person that did the shooting ended up getting shot too, but they said that he didn't try to shoot himself, and none of the officers there shot him. So I don't know who shot him.
I feel like I couldn't walk up to any school in our area right now and get in.
Well, that's
like,
good.
That's,
yeah, but how
a
was
blessing.
How was this happening?
I believe the shooter was a teenager as well. I don't know if he went to that school or not.
Now, the Minnesota shooting, I can see that, you know, it was a church, too. The kid was trying to – I think he was shooting from the outside as well, if I remember right. So,
you know, and I was thinking about how life changed on Sunday when I went to church, that there's a police officer at your church.
Armed?
Just yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, and how things have changed. And I thought, my goodness – you can't even go to church anymore without worrying about something like that.
Yep.
And that was.
But what a place to go.
Huh?
I mean, yes, that all this sucks.
I mean,
but I'm saying we can't, and not that you're taking it to that extreme. See, I was telling a friend last night that this will absolutely cut down on, and I hate saying it, it's going to cut down on people going to rallies of sorts.
Yeah. Must be extra.
And that goes against your freedom of expression and freedom of speech. But yet here I was moments ago saying, hey, X, you've given that. So where's the happy medium?
If you're an investigator, this has got to be, like, I've seen four or five different angles myself. So you log in and you can kind of piece something together. When Mangione did what he did, I'm like, they'll never find that guy, but they found him.
Okay.
Like, everybody is always found.
I was going to make a – because they had the person of interest. They've released them already.
Yeah.
The guy who had his pants down. I don't know if he lost his pants running away or what that was about, but yeah, his britches were down when they arrested him.
Which it made no sense to me just from the angle. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. But then we will never know who shot him. We will never know.
Oh, you don't think so?
Nope.
I think
they won't even use a patsy for it. Nope.
Do you mean like they won't find the actual shooter or no. Just like?
Yeah. Yeah. Will not be. If they didn't find them then and there with that coverage, with all them, and now they've already released the person of interest. Like, and then you got all these FBI, you know, you got to think, what is a whistleblower? Like somebody that gets fired from somewhere and then, you know, 6 months down the road, like that thing we were talking about the other day, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but you were talking about somebody that quit somewhere and that started going off on the company on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that was the place in California. They were taking a picture of the paper.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, in the
stains on the paper.
The hospital or the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
So do they have a vendetta? But then, so you've got, you know, people saying all this stuff about freaking Patel, you know, saying that. But then again, you know, you go back and I'm thinking, like, well, we also know now, allegedly, like a month before 9/11, like we knew that something was going to happen. And then you had all those shorts on airline stock that were mysteriously purchased 2 days before 9/11.
Yeah, I just hate it when people trivialize it as an inside job, because I'm just really disrespectful and just completely stupid.
I'm not saying that it's an inside job.
I know, but there are those people that are like swear that, you know.
I just think that
just idiots.
The pride of the FBI and our police force, you know, we know now first 48. Yeah. No, granted, it's not been
it's most crucial.
But the fact that there's, I don't know. I just have this, and I agree with what you said. That's very, we do not need to start looking for conspiracy theories out the gate. I mean, we really shouldn't. And that's me saying that. I mean, that's a solid point out of your mouth.
It's so hard to commit a crime now. I feel like everybody's going to be found. They'll find that guy, woman, whoever was the shooter. They definitely will.
God, I get, yeah.
Like, who's going to cover for that person? Somebody knows something.
Nobody. Would you?
No. This guy, it had to be obviously premeditated because of the angle where they were. And
yeah, and the whole thing about, you know, the saying over and over again, this was a professional shooter, this is a professional shooter. So what does that mean to you as a person when you hear that? And this is not a set you up for anything, but, like, what is it when you hear somebody's a professional shooter?
So that's what I can't really reconcile. Because
I can't either.
He wasn't a political figure per se. He wasn't a politician.
So well, neither was Martin Luther King.
But how much security are you going to get?
And like, I'm not saying those two are don't lose me in that either. I'm just saying an activist versus a political leader.
They're not going to secure the place like they were supposed to with Trump. You know, so you're only going to get so much.
But he was the Trump whisperer. I mean, that's what his nickname was.
As far away as that was. And I can only imagine the bullet that would cause that gnarly of an injury.
But there again, you know, maybe I'm not equating it to faith or anything like that. But I'm talking about like, let's say activist, someone who, you know, because the term influencer just sucks. I hate it. I hate the term creator too. But when you've
content creator.
With, you know, inspirational, I don't know what the word is. You know, the intent was like, let's have a sat down conversation and you can ask me questions. Now, it didn't start off with some kind of like, hey, we're going to storm this, we're going to storm that, we're going to burn this, we're going to burn that. It was like, let's have a conversation. And so, and I know it's viewpoint. I get it. I know it's the glasses that I wear, the eyes that I look out of. But I also see it as like, it was based in a let's talk about it kind of thing. It wasn't a, I mean, that's the way I see it. I know many that feel the opposite about a lot of stuff see it as inciting. But what is church? You go to get excited about the Lord. You go to your whatever club you're a member of, not a gang, but whatever. You go in there, you see like-minded people, and you get excited. It excites.
I can't imagine the feeling of, you know you're about to kill somebody, and you don't have that last second, like, bit of conscience that jumps in, like, oh, my God, what are you about to do? Like, you just don't have that when you're like that.
So maybe that's what professional means. Mm-hmm. Like, you've done it a whole bunch. But then again, like, does that mean that, you know, former military, current, and I'm not meaning ours either. I mean, certainly we've proven that people can get in.
That's got to be specialized training, right? I don't think I could do that, just a civilian.
That's a good shot.
Yeah, from what they're saying, 200 yards plus, at least 200 yards.
That Mark Wahlberg movie. I can't remember what that was called.
Shooter? So somebody was paid to do it, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yes, I think we're going to find out it was something that was planned out well in advance. And I just feel like everything gets found out eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
So many angles.
You want to break and come back and talk about it more?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Because there's got to be, there's, you know, and it's, I understand, there's probably a handful of you that don't even maybe know yet what we're talking about. Well, we'll talk about Charlie Kirk. And how about this, too? No matter how you feel about it, apply that to knowing that a young mother and two very young small kids lost their dad who was...
so sad.
Who was, you know...
Yeah, those comments have been really out of pocket. I just don't know how you say that, even, no matter what you believe.
I don't either. I don't either. And that's where I really worry about X. I really do. I see it as almost a detriment now.
But there are a lot of angry people out there.
Yeah, and it showcases it. Like, you don't even go look for it. It showcases it to you. It's almost, yeah, I don't know. All right, we welcome your calls. We'll kind of open this up. We'll hold headlines for a minute. We'll talk about this tragedy. I mean, how incredible. We're talking about this tragedy today on September 11th. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
So we're not doing news. We're just having a discussion. And we're talking about... situation yesterday with Charlie Kirk passed away.
Yep.
And again, I say Fatboy said it first. I will echo it. That I don't want to. Again, you know me. I love a good conspiracy theory, yeah. But I don't think this is the time to do that yet. And also, you know, not picking sides on stuff either. Just thinking about the fact, no matter what. I mean, I don't care if he was just a Joe Blow down the street speaking in at a school. I mean, his young wife and two very, very small kids.
It's terrible.
Had lost their father.
All the people that were there.
And again, as Fatboy pointed out, I'm giving you too much credit this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as Fatboy pointed out, you know, his young kids with the way the internet is now will likely see that video one day. And that's oh, wild. Yeah. That's
wild. You
know,
does this like it invokes fear in everyone when you're just, I mean, this guy was like, in the whole idea behind it, prove me wrong. Well, you proved him right. And that's the irony of it. Violence is terrible. Nobody can have an opinion without something happening.
I was very surprised at the response on a national scale. It's not one of those deaths that's going to be forgotten.
No.
As far as, they just made it into party politics. That's, you know, the response, you know, was to it.
Right, right.
He's a martyr now for, you know, for the cause. Like it or not, he is. I mean, that's what...
I mean, he... Like, that's where, again, I didn't want anybody to read into it with any kind of tone to it, but I likened it to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Death-wise, for sure.
I really feel that way. Again, but I'm saying that to you as someone who appreciated what he said. There are many that did not, that won't feel that way. That's where I go for your human being mind and heart to say, let's put that to rest for at least a day. And you know what? At least in honor of 9/11. Let's just.
You really hate to see it turn into a versus.
It has. Yeah. I mean, it will. And, you know, we got some great people on hold that want to talk about this. Let's go in order of wait time. Let's go to P1. Cocky Paul. Cocky Paul, Spurs up, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, y'all. I caught the tail end of what you guys were talking about when I got in the truck to come to work. And last night, you know, I dropped my boys off at church. And, you know, I'm going to probably get a little emotional about this, but I wasn't a huge fan of this guy. I mean, I've seen his videos. I mean, he wasn't somebody I followed. I agreed with a lot of the things he said. But my 11-year-old came home from church and asked his mom, you know, who this guy was, because they were watching the video at church.
Oh, man.
And it made me think about, I remember where I was at when Tupac got shot. I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I remember that day. I was in the cafeteria and saw it on the news. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was on 9/11. I was in 9th or 10th grade Spanish class when 9/11 happened. And I'm thinking of my kids, and they're going to be like, there's so much influence on the internet and so much they can see and read that it's going to affect the kids that see this stuff on the internet. And you know, the internet, social media, it'll have its benefits, but this is one of the things, like you just pointed out, that his children will one day see that video.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart for all kids that are going to be on their phones and say, ooh, what's this?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you see a man lose his life.
And I don't know yet. People are texting and asking, like, is it, and I hope they're not looking for it, but maybe they're trying to police their kids' Facebook or Instagram. But I don't know if Meta is allowing that. I don't think they have a policy against that. If it got, hell, I got in trouble for calling Fatboy on Facebook. So,
you know, I got a phone call from my wife or my girlfriend at work, and she's like, this happened. And it literally took me five minutes to really find the video that I wish I would have never went looking for.
Yeah.
I'm 41 years old, and it affected me some kind of way yesterday, that it's just one of those things that I will never forget. And you guys are hitting on a lot of points that this won't be forgotten. You know, people are going to remember what they, where they were and what they were doing when they found out and saw, and I hate to say it, saw this video, because some videos you see are from a long ways away, and I saw one that was up close and personal. And it's one of those things that I can't unsee, obviously. And the fact that there's 11, 12, 13-year-old kids, even younger than that, that can get on their phone and see that video is scary to me, because they don't understand. They're not going to understand what that guy was about. And as parents, it's hard for us to set our kids down and say, hey, this is what happened, and I don't even know how to talk to them yet. We, you know, it's just a scary thing. It's a scary, effed up world we are living in right now.
It is.
And their curiosity is always going to win out. Like, you could say to your blue in the face, do not go look at this, but they always will.
And not only that, the world seeing that, but 3,000 people who were live at that event witnessed that, and I couldn't imagine being there watching that.
I just, like Cocky Paul saying, if, and I, you know, even if stuff like that, you know, seeing graphic videos and stuff is kind of like your deal or whatever. Like, this will, that will stay with you. And if you just do what you want to do, that's the freedom that you have. But I tell you what, man, when it comes to your kids, like you were saying, Paul, I would somehow, first off, I don't think kids should be on X. I will say that. I will say that. Without the guidelines that they have, I don't think kids should be on there. But, you know, that's old Grandpa Matt Man talking now. That's what it is.
But if it's not there, they'll get it on their Discord gaming.
I found I found the video on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't X. It wasn't Instagram. It wasn't anything. I found it straight up on, and I don't know if it's still there or not, but I found the Faraway video on Facebook. Then I dug a little deeper, and it just, all I did was scroll a little bit more, and boom, there it was, of somebody right up front, and you could see it all plain as day. And it literally, it not very much shocks me at my age anymore. It really doesn't. And it put me in a funk to be able to be like, good night. And it's just one of those things, man. It's like, how do you talk to your kids? How do you explain to them why something like this happens? And that's with anything in life, man. Anything that happens in life, you've got to be able to, you know, sit your kids down and say, hey, this is how it happened. This is why it happened. Try to make it a learning experience. Or, I mean, I don't even know where to go with it as an adult, as a father.
You're right.
It's crazy.
You're right. Hey, man, I appreciate you. And you're a good dad. Yeah. You can hear it. Appreciate you, man.
And y'all have a great day. And I appreciate the dialogue, because I listen to y'all every morning. I've been listening to y'all since I was in high school, 2002. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's the year I graduated. It was the year y'all came in and took over the, you know, the morning. Mm-hmm. And, man, we're always joking around and having fun, and I'm listening every day. But when it's time to have some good dialogue and get some good, man, I hope people are listening in this morning, because you guys are jamming it up for real. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. Yeah. Have a good morning.
See you, Cocky.
Y'all too.
Cocky Paul.
That was a good call.
I just don't understand why it's always got to be at a school or something. You know, it just really bothers me.
You know, to his point, like, we teach our kids to research and research. That's what they learn in school, you know, and all that information's out there, unfortunately.
So that, also that thing, too. Again, coming to you as a, again, now 49-year-old man, but even when I was a younger kid, you know, I've never been into the gross. My friends would call me a puss and all this stuff, and I never would get into it. But I can't imagine young kids now, the desensitivity, is, I don't even know if that's a word, but they're just being desensitized to that stuff. And then when you get to school or whatever, hey, did you see the video? You know, the rebellious kid. You just, because of that fear of missing out syndrome, and also, I got to be able to talk about, like, I know what's going on, so I got to watch the video too.
I hate that I have a morbid curiosity. I knew I was going to watch it.
Man.
But I mean, all our lives, there's always been something that's been horrific, like even John F. Kennedy and things like that, that you'll never forget. And I'll, you know, it's people, humanity is, I just don't understand why somebody would do that in the first place.
Big Brown, good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Morning, guys. How are you?
You know, rare do you find me at a loss for words, but I enjoy that lack. I enjoy the listening aspect that I'm doing this morning too. Especially
it's a first.
You kiss my ass.
I really do.
We go from cocky Paul to dickhead Nicholas.
That's right. Did y'all the question he was asked before it happened? Did y'all hear the question?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't remember.
It was.
I did.
It was about gun violence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the irony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about transgendered, some kind of shooting.
No, it was. Shootings have happened, and then he responded. He goes, "Are you adding gang violence into this equation?" And then it happened, and I've seen all three sides. I seen the videos. I was taking a nap and I was woken up to the videos from people sending it to me.
Oh wow. How long are we away before this is common news footage? That's what's scary about it too. Borges Network.
I don't know if the TV showed it. I think it was a lot of people on sharing it on Instagram and TikTok, but I seen the main footage through Facebook.
God. I had three different people text me, "Do you want to see the video?"
I saw it. The whole thing.
I knew I wasn't going to send it to nobody, and I sent Matt a text. I definitely wasn't going to send it to him, just knowing how
you know me.
He is.
Yeah.
He's the worst responder.
I'm the worst responder. That's right. Got him on the trademark that.
I feel like now that the way this world's going, this country's going, like, you're not going to see people put their bumper stickers on who they're voting for, putting signs out in their yard.
In fear. Rallies and stuff. Yeah. Like, because you're going to, like, wow, I'm just going to be there. And, you know, we know that at oftentimes rallies, people are there just to snoop or video or whatever. They're not necessarily, like, part of the movement or whatever, but people are going to be scared to like show, you're exactly right, they're going to be able to show, scared to show their allegiance. And it goes back to that, you know, people love Benjamin Franklin, but his big mindset was almost a don't ask, don't tell. Don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, you just mind your own business kind of thing. And I'm like, well, it kind of goes against a lot of the rhetoric of both of those.
Yeah.
You know? So, strange, man, very strange.
We're in two separate camps now, man. We really are, to where it's where, you know, my guy won, you guys can suck it. And it's like, you know, shoving it in each other's face.
Yeah, and whatever, I mean, this country was based on freedom of speech, freedom of thought. And it's, like you said, you don't want to get out there and...
But I also don't want to, I'm also at the same breath, though, the same conversation, saying we that videos shouldn't be allowed, at least available to kids. And now I'm finding out this on Instagram and Facebook, or was, that's unbelievable to me. Like, that's just incredibly shocking. It's incredibly shocking. Thanks for bringing it up, Big Brown.
You're sitting here saying that we're desensitizing kids to this, you know, but right now we're living the most sensitive world, you know. We grew up on South Park and The Simpsons, but you say something off color or, you know, something that jars you, then now you got to worry about being shot.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, if what is a man or a woman that has thoughts that, you know, they share them, and if they fully believe that, then... you got it's standing by your word. Don't misrepresent yourself. And
that so many videos were going, you know, somebody was going to record the entire event had it finished.
Oh yeah.
So now that when this happens, you know, just the fact that there were people that focused on other angles, like, okay, what do I need to film? And there were so many different angles you see, and then that's when you see somebody run across the roof from that far away. Somebody thought to point their camera up there. Which is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
And people are saying, why wasn't there a force to protect him while he was there? But
well, he's not in a political world. He's just a speaker, you know.
That and wearing his bulletproof protection that he always wore. And he had a little small team of security, but still, that angle from that far. Definitely something I couldn't do, civilians. I wouldn't think. I don't know. Like, I'd have to talk to a gun expert.
No,
non-military.
That's a sniper shot.
Well, I mean, you think, you know, they're sitting here saying professional shooter, but, you know, you don't go to school. I mean, unless you're in the military, you know, or trained officer or something, you're not going to be a professional.
And that doesn't mean
our
military either. Yeah, that's something I said earlier, and I didn't want people to think I thought it was an inside thing. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. All right, Big. Have a good day, brother.
We'll
I hate TV. You. He didn't say it back.
Oh,
he didn't say it back.
He didn't love you back.
Yeah.
Old Big. We'll do a little catch up real quick.
We'll do a little catch up.
Come back.
You know, and we'll. I haven't heard from Rob, but I mean, last I did, not this morning, but Rob Inario is coming in this morning.
Hey, bye.
We're going to. Just bear with us today. And bear with each other today. I mean, it's...
How many people would ignore it, wouldn't even talk about it? The elephant in the room. There's a lot of people like that.
I'm sure you'd turn the dial and you would see.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about this to everybody, you know.
Well, that's... Well, it's our job, though.
I mean, but, you know...
I'm not going to throw on a worst of because I'm uncomfortable talking about it.
I'm not saying us, but in different situations. Like, you wouldn't go everywhere and talk about this.
Well, no. I disagree with that. I think today that's going to be the conversation at every body shop, every office, every factory, every police department, every school. I mean, yes. Absolutely, I think it is. We will take a break and come back and catch up. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.